You ready? Here we go. Z75, Nick.
Back in the studio, not on the phone. He's in Melbourne and he's in the Fox studios. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, welcome back.
The big dog. Well, it's great to be here. It's great to be here with you guys in person back in Melbourne.
Oh, no. Now, you know it is an FM breakfast radio show, so it might not surprise you to know that for wonderful big guests like yourself, we do prepare jingles. It might not be a jingle you're used to, but please enjoy.
He's the Prime Minister, Australia's leader. He's here on the show. Let's all say hello to ScoMo, the PM ScoMo. It's time for ScoMo. It's time for ScoMo. ScoMo.
You can have that.
Well, we'll start question time that way every day.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Tune.
You can call it in.
Okay.
What are the subwoofers like in Parliament House?
You'd have to ask Josh.
Now, Mr. Speaker, I've got something for you.
Yes.
Play the jingle. Perfect.
Now, there's things that I want to talk about, we'll talk politics first, and then we'll get to some fun things. But because yesterday you did announce that maybe we will need passports to get to go into state, a vaccine passport. Which I think is a great initiative, because surely that is the future. If we're going to travel anywhere, we're going to have to prove that we've been vaccinated.
Yeah, look, we've got a long way to go to work these sort of details out. And at some time, I think, before we get there, and we'll work closely with James Molino here and Dan when he's back, and all the other premiers, because it's got to be done in partnership with them. But the point is here, we're working and planning for that time when we can open up more. Right now, it's not safe to do that. Right now, we're working on the vaccination. I've got to say, here in Victoria, the vaccination program, state government, we're working really well with them. They're actually leading the field in terms of vaccinations here at present. And they've got another big centre opening today, I understand, and that's great to see. But, you know, we want to get to those next steps, but we'll only do it when it's safe. We've come so far in the last 18 months. Australia, we're living like nowhere else in the world at the moment. We've got everyone back. Well, there's more jobs now than there was before the pandemic hit us, particularly we're just chatting before in the building industry and the residential industry. We've got different problems there, getting timber and getting workers. So that's all great, but we can't put it at risk. So we'll plan for the next steps and we'll implement them when they're ready. But getting vaccinated, and that meaning that, you know, you're not subject to lockdowns that are done at a state level, I think it'd be well received, but we've just got to work it through with the team.
Mate, you're a man who's well travelled. You'd be platinum everywhere on air flights. Now, you're travelling to New Zealand. You haven't been overseas. Are you a bit worried about going there, or you're all sweet?
Oh, well, we've got the bubble with the Kiwis.
Yeah.
And we opened up to them 6 months before they did to us.
Yeah.
So it is good that we can have that discussion there with Jacinda next week, I think it is. And looking forward to that. There's a bit to talk about, but they've done well as well, so we can swap notes on all those things.
When do you reckon we can go somewhere? Not that we want to.
Get New Zealand tomorrow.
No, but I'm talking, say, Bali, or you want to go to America? Or...
I can't see that soon. The next place we're talking to is Singapore.
Yeah, beautiful.
But they're going back into lockdown at the moment. So that just reminds us that, you know, we can plan for these things. We can get ready for these things. But the pandemic and the virus has a way of setting its own rules, and we've got to be responsive to that. So I know people sort of want to know what's going to happen 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 18 months from now. But the virus is, you know, it sets those rules, and we've just got to make the decisions and prepare for doing different things when we can.
The New York mayor is offering Shake Shack fries and a burger when you get your vaccine. Will we see an Aussie version of that, like a Pfizer and a frothy?
A VB and a pie?
Look, today, two-thirds of people saying they're happy to get the vaccine. And so there's plenty of room for them to come and get it, particularly if you're over 50 right now. You can go to your GP and so these other clinics opening up. So there's plenty of Australians who are happy to go and do it. So let's get them vaccinated, and then we'll keep chatting to those and encouraging those who have yet still got some reservations. And that's fair enough. You know, it's not compulsory, so we'll have that chat with them. But for now, if you're part of those two-thirds who say they're happy to go and get it done, and you're over 50, make your booking. You don't need a shake of fries or anything else.
Now, Prime Minister, it may seem like we've got a vested interest in the travel and the interstate travel, because we have a little function coming up in 2 weeks and we've got to get to the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been out for about a decade. I've got a one-year-old and an eight-year-old. So I've been pregnant and having...
Are you going to come back?
What would you like? Oh, imagine. Start a new life.
That's the question.
That's the point, really.
Well,
I know.
That's the reason we got you in, ScoMo. Yeah. Bro, we need immunity in the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
June 3rd, Fifi, Feather, Nick, immunity.
Yeah, well, look, I think you'll be all right. I think you'll be all right. I think what we're seeing from the premiers this year is different to last year. I think the systems are much better.
I'm not talking about vaccines. I'm talking about just in case we get in trouble.
What happens when the Gold Coast stays on the Gold Coast?
We want full immunity from everything.
Could you speak to Anastasia? And
can't help you there, mate. I can't help you there.
Have you ever, even in your youth, in your uni days, had holidays to the Gold Coast?
Yeah.
Can you recommend anywhere we could go? Any bars? Any restaurants?
Well, no, that's not what I was doing up there, but...
Ratuli.
Yeah. No. Actually, Jenny and I, we were quite young. We went up there. It was the time, you know, when you used to go away with your girlfriend's parents.
Yeah.
At summer. And we went up there and we stayed at a little place up there as a family. We had a lot of great time. But, you know, Gold Coast has been a huge beneficiary from those half-price tickets we put in place.
Yes.
Those 800,000 tickets, they've made a huge difference. I think like 50,000 of them, at least when I was up in Cairns, it would be more than that now, went there. About 50,000 were up to the Northern Territory. So all those places were that bit further away. But you make a good point about what we need to make sure is that when people go and book their travel, they've got to be sure they can come home. Yes. I know that Victorians feel a bit unsure about that, and so we need to keep working on that here with the Victorian State Government. I think people are getting more confident, but as we get more confident, we can't get complacent either. So you've got to get the two right. Otherwise, you can find just that the virus will come and take us out.
It's not a bad place to get stuck, though, Queensland. It'd be a bit different if it was Adelaide.
Yeah. I got stuck in Cairns one day when the plane broke down. And
oh, really?
I was devastated.
Poor Douglas.
I was totally devastated.
Get a
just
nice
quickly
pad.
Before you go.
I want to ask you about the Olympics.
I know, but just before that, though, so we, I don't think we're ever going to have time for it, Feb, at this point, but just really quickly.
No one cares about it anyway.
Prime Minister, we would ask you to come with us, but we know you've got a lot on. Is there a cocktail of choice we could have in your absence? What would be your number one drink that we could have on the night to celebrate you maybe being there in
He loves a frothy. Loves a frothy.
Well, a cocktail.
Jen tends to have the cocktails more than I do, and she doesn't mind a mojito.
There we go. Mojitos.
And a few years ago, we used to call them Moscow mojitos, so you can have one of those.
Moscow mojitos.
He's even nicknamed his own drink.
Thank
How
you.
How crazy.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison, thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Seeing you in here.
Good to be here.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Now, can we talk about yesterday, Feb? You've walked in here.
Yeah, I'm sore, Boxy.
You're as sore. You're stiff as a board. You've lost your neck. What's wrong with your shoulders?
Yeah, shoulders have tightened up.
Small. I've lost my neck. No, last night, Boxy, I started playing a bit of COD about 2 o'clock. I haven't played for a while, so I was on, and I thought to myself, I have a nice glass of red. So I sat down, played COD, had some red, prepped dinner, and I went to my WhatsApp group, one of the WhatsApp groups I have. And there's a guy by the name of Andrew Bassett, who is a St. Kilda president, owns Seek. Rich man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a St. Kilda football president.
Which
great man.
WhatsApp group's in here? Not the Carlton one?
No, just another one.
Big dog CEOs.
Just a big dog, you know, the rich people of Melbourne. It's just a big dog sort of...
Billionaires plus Fev.
And he said, this is the message. Hey, boys. Any tennis players out there need one more for tonight? Just lost someone. I'm a bottle in.
I would have said, get on Seek, mate.
And you're not a tennis player.
Get on Seek. Save the gags to the end, bro. That's a good out. I don't need to go anymore. That was funny. And I go, I am S-H-I-T, but happy to play, bottle of red in, elite backhand. Taking the piss. Oh, that's a take the piss message back.
Yeah, drinking right, okay.
It. Yeah. So I just thought, ha, ha, ha. He wrote back. Good enough for me. I'll send you a text. So I'm cooking dinner going, oh, no.
You're playing tennis.
And I go, Alex, I think I've got to play tennis. I can't play. I don't feel good. How am I going to get there to start off with? Anyway, I don't have any kit. Jamara, I need some shorts. I wore his shoes. He's got these Nike tennis shoes. Anyway, he sends me a message. I rock up to his house, beautiful house, and in walks Aaron Hamill. I played footy with.
Former
St. Kilda
player.
Carlton. He's now a coach at the St. Kilda Footy Club. And I'm standing there and I'm warming up and I'm like, oh God, I'm feeling a bit sore. And mate, the doors are open. And it was Eric Banner.
Big Hollywood superstar.
Mate, Dirty John. And so we played tennis and don't worry, there's a bit of Dirty
you
Eric.
You played with Eric
well,
or against him?
I played with Sammy first and we won, whatever. I was elite. I don't know what happened. I think it might have been the wine, but I was hitting back. I thought I was Federer. And then we mixed them up because we won easy. So I went with Andrew.
Yeah.
So me and Andrew, and then we beat him again, and he was serving.
Who was Sammy, sorry?
Aaron Hamill.
Oh, you called him Sammy. Yeah. Got it.
Sammy, because he looks like Sam Newman.
Yeah, got it.
So that was his nickname, Sammy. So I was whipping, like, Eric Banner was serving these lollipops to me, and I was whipping them straight back with his behind him. And he was getting dirty, Eric. Don't you worry about that. Oh, dirty John was getting angry. But anyway, it was good fun. And we sat down afterwards, had a cheese board, and we had a nice bottle of Penfolds.
Did you beat Eric Banner or did he beat you?
Well, it's not about who won. Yeah, I won. It's not about who won, but we sat down. We spoke about vaccines.
Did you talk about the Hulk?
I said we had ScoMo on tomorrow. Yeah. And yeah, it was good. We had a good little chat.
Did you talk about Black Hawk Down?
Well, I actually said now I've played tennis just to prep for you, when you play me in my movie.
Right, yeah, because you've been pitching that. He's been pitching it to him whenever he comes on the show.
Pitched it to him.
But he'd be older than you, wouldn't he? Banner's got to be 50.
Yeah, he's over 50.
He's over 50.
Yeah.
And he's going to play a young 21-year-old Brendan Favola.
Have you seen Eric Banner? He looks amazing.
Yeah. There's not enough pasteurizer to make him look like a 21-year-old Fev kicking snags.
He said no. Nah.
He's just not interested.
I don't think he's interested at all.
Really? That's a shame. Did you feel the mojo? Like, are your mates? Did you swap numbers?
Mate, you know when you meet someone and you play with them and you do whatever, when you go in for like a handshake and a cuddle?
Yeah.
That's like, we're on. Gave me one of them.
You got that. But did you get his number?
No, but he's not going to ask for his number straight away. God, geez, you're forward.
Well, now you're going to have to play a lot of tennis,
My
though.
My gut instinct
How are you
told me.
Build the friendship?
I said at the end, because I played really well, I was probably the best player of the day. I said, I got the encouragement award as I walked out because they were going to open another bottle of red. So I played because it was 9:30. I was past my bedtime.
Yeah.
I said, no, guys, I've got to go. I've got to get to work in the morning. And I said, if you ever need another filling, guys, I'm happy to play. And they go, oh, we'll get you up. Don't worry about that.
Do you know who dropped out?
No, I don't. I don't know who dropped out. I didn't ask.
Yeah.
I was the replacement. But anyway, playing with Eric Banner.
Yeah.
What a legend. Mate, I was in awe.
As you should be. I mean, you've been telling.
I think he felt the same being at the other end.
Of Brendan Favola. I mean, people do. You do have that impact on people. I've seen it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
What?
Nothing.
Well, no one guessed it. I'll tell you who guessed it, which is quite annoying.
Who guessed it?
I'll have one guess. Who guessed
it? Leon.
No. Alex, your wife.
No, she knew.
She told me. You came home, Fev.
Amanda.
I had a few reads.
Sends me a message going, ha, Eric Banner, get him on the show. Ha, ha, ha.
How did she know?
I got no idea.
She's following you.
Yeah. Stalker.
Fifi, Fev, and Nick's best picks on The Fox.
We've noticed a trend on this show. Fev, it involves you and the way you speak to Nick. So you've got a habit at the moment of referring to Nick in a certain way.
I would be very careful. It's the way he speaks to me is the way I return serve.
Okay, so yeah, it's a little volley match back and forth. So Nick will say something to you, and then
he'll shut me down.
You call Nick
call
a
me
name.
Up on something, yes.
Now it's tied in beautifully with one of Taylor Swift's new songs we played here on the Fox, Mr. Perfectly Fine. Love Taylor. I can just keep listening to Taylor's song. But it does tie in with, Nick, sometimes you say things to Fev that solicit a response that now works beautifully with Taylor's new song.
Righto, Mr.
How's your heart after breaking my eyes?
Mr. Think you're funnier than everyone else? Mr. Bloody Financial Man? Mr. Bloody...
I don't know.
Sorry, Mr. Brainiac. Mr. Brick?
Mr. Brick.
Mr. It's a real habit
now. Some other ones in the last week.
Funny over there.
Mr. Bloody Englishman. Mr. Trying to butt in. But my favourite was Mr. Wang Man.
Why were you Mr. Wang Man?
I don't know. Weighing.
Oh, Weighing Man.
Weighing. It was something to do with the scales or something. And he, no, because I don't know. I'm not the smartest man.
Neither am I.
Oh, Mr. Scholar. Enough said.
Let's get on Mr. Tiesto now.
Hey, Mr. Tiesto.
Fifi, Fev, and Nick's best picks on The Fox.
We are very excited because this coming Tuesday, 9 p.m. on Channel 9, you are going to see the wonderful Magda Szubanski. The Weakest Link is back on Channel 9. It's one of the most anticipated shows of the year. Magda is in the studio. Magda, I'm actually personally more excited because we've just arranged a lunch.
Yeah, yes! We have.
We do lunch.
Yeah,
we're going to do lunch.
Coming over tomorrow and take away.
Let's talk.
Weakest Link rules at lunch? Like if we don't do a great job, we just get booted before
I'm
mains?
I'm incorporating
or
the Weakest Link rules into all
everything.
Of my life. Yeah, it's my philosophy now, actually. Yes,
this is a great show that people may remember. And when we heard it was coming back and then hearing you were hosting it, Magda, tell us when you were approached, because you're not somebody I just want to give you a cuddle. You're not scary to me, but I think there's another side.
Oh, I can be.
I know.
Just you wait and see. No, the BBC approached me about it, and then they sent me a link to the one that Jane Lynch is doing. You know Jane Lynch?
Yeah. Yes.
She's fantastic. And she's doing a version of it in the US. They're doing a reboot there. And that was what convinced me, because it's not like, you know, cut through you with the buzzsaw mean. It's kind of like the first ones were so brutal. I just think the world's in a little bit of a bit bruised, you know. But you don't want to lose the sort of larrikin. You can't be too precious either. So,
yes.
You know, you've got to keep a bit of that spirit alive, I think.
Speaking my language, Nathan.
Bev's doing his best. It's like the Olympic flame that never goes out, the larrikin flame with Bev.
Mate, if you can't take the piss, you know, it's a sad day for Australia, I reckon.
Mate, the best. You're the best. That's my philosophy in everything. You've got to take the piss, have fun, have a laugh.
And just not take yourself too seriously either, you know. It's really, that is actually my philosophy, is that the way to be happy in life is to just not take yourself too seriously. And that's what your mates are for, you know, when you're sort of getting a bit stuck up on something.
Yes.
And then you see the ridiculousness, like that sense of your own
we
ridiculousness.
We tell Nick all the time.
Yeah.
Getting ahead of yourself, mate. Just need that.
You need to realise how ridiculous you really are, Nick.
What? Babe, you've done a very good job of handballing that over to me there. That is brutal.
Hey, I don't know if you've seen Magda, but I know you're on here for The Weakest Link, which is going to be a great show, which was one of my favourite shows growing up. And also one of my favourite shows was Kath and Kim. Now, Friends is also a great show.
Yeah.
They just had a reunion.
Did they?
They did. They all got together and they looked over old scripts and old shows. Will Kath and Kim ever do that, you reckon?
Oh, who knows? We'll do it in a way that sort of is age appropriate, I think. We're all 60 now, so it's like... what do you do that in a way that's like not too hard on the arthritis and the knees and
netball?
No netball.
Although that'd be amazing.
Sharon is a lot younger than I am.
Yeah.
Sharon is permanently 27.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It's like The Simpsons.
I feel like, they don't age. Permanently 12. Mentally.
Yeah. Oh, mentally, I'm a lot younger than that. Yeah. Oh, if we're talking mentally, that's a whole different thing. Yeah.
And how good has it been back to real life? Because we were talking to you through lockdown and we were all, Fev and I were in our homes broadcasting. We were calling you at home and it was just to even see you and just physically touch you. I know.
It's so, we're all a little bit overexcited. And I was a bit like that in the studio because it's the first time I've been in a studio filming, since lockdown. And I was meant to be mean to these people. I was like, so great to see you.
Stay around. Stay
your Weakest Link.
But hang around. Goodbye. You are the Weakest Link. I'll have to do it, don't I?
Yeah,
you do. You are.
Well, there's a couple of you are the Weakest Link. Goodbye. But my favourite is you are the Weakest Link!
Bruce Buffer, UFC style. I like it.
Yeah, totally.
Would you find you'd get soft spots for people? See, I just...
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So there's some people I'm just like, no, you've got to stay in.
Yeah. Oh, no. And we've got the people who are coming in, like the contestants, are amazing. We've got this like really colourful characters. Some of them are absolutely hilarious. I'm kind of... Yeah, exactly. But I have to say... I actually do really love people. Like I'm a real people lover. And God, Aussies are good though. You know, it's like you've got to really prod them to be mean to one another. Then they take to it like a duck to water.
Yeah, they do.
You know.
Everyone just stacks on. Hey, something that we're doing, Magda, and I don't know if you'll be able to help, but I'm tipping you would be able to. Now, Fifi for the last decade has not been out anywhere. doesn't drink, had her babies. She's a stay-at-home single mum, puts all her time and effort into that, which is amazing.
Hasn't had a big night out.
Hasn't had a big night out. I've known her now for 6 years, never been out with her, and Nick has never been out with Fee. So we've organised a trip to the Gold Coast. It's time
for Boxy's Big Night. Oh, mate. Oh, yeah. If I could do the flossy. Yeah.
Now, Magda, the plan is to start at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
On the Thursday and go through till 6 a.m. all the way through and do a live show in the morning. So we're trying to keep Boxy out all night.
Right.
Any tips for her?
Well, no, because you see, here's the thing. I go to bed about 9 p.m.
She's and in,
I
bed, get she's up in bed at 7.
Yeah, I you know, exactly. I'm like 8:30. Like my friends and I are like, it's 5 o'clock too early for tea. We have nurse... Tea at 5.
Tea.
Have you come over for tea?
Did you ever have it in you? Because I, even at 18, I was getting annoyed at nightclubs going, I just want to go to the responsible stage.
She used to think she was a party animal back in the day. Fee keeps telling us.
I was a party animal. Yeah. And I basically smoked. I defensively smoked and drank my way through because the only way to cope was to smoke and to drink in those environments.
Oh, that's a... Yes. But now I can just say it's a coping mechanism. I can tell my pregnant wife, I'm trying to cope.
I've created a monster. No, now there are smoke-free environments, so it's completely different. But I don't drink. I haven't drank for years, but I've tried them on. I mean, I'm Polish and Scottish, mate.
Come on. Oh, shit, the ultimate.
How does that go?
Neither of my parents drank, which is bizarre.
Yeah.
But when I went to Poland,
oh my God.
I was taken to this bilberry farm where they made their own vodka about an hour outside of Warsaw. And I was, you know, there were a few... This is why I don't drink. My Polish friend said, Magda, you must come to this party. There will be lesbians there. And I'm like, great. Yeah. I thought this will sort of, you know, give me a bit of Dutch courage, as it were. That it was so freaking... I nearly swore then. So freaking strong. I went straight past flirty into...
That's what Fee does.
Straight past. I just went. I didn't even stop. It was like, do not collect. You know, it was like bang, straight
past
through.
Past go, collect 200.
Hitting on everyone.
Straight through. Like, double vision, like triple, quadruple vision. And it burnt through my guts like Drano. And I remember nothing of the night except getting home, trying to unlock, because they have like 7 locks on their drawers because there's all like burglars and stuff. And the next morning I was talking to my dad and he said, yes, you told me that all last night. And I said, what do you mean? He said, yes, we were talking last night. And he said, you told it to me all in Polish.
Oh.
Which is interesting because I don't speak Polish.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on The Fox.
Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. And a quick thank you to our sponsor, Mazda BT50 Thunder. Test drive the complete package at your Mazda dealer today. Australia's vaccination rollout plan is well underway, and when the Prime Minister joined radio show Fifi, Fev and Nick this week, he spoke two different types of immunity.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, welcome back.
The big dog. Well, it's great to be here with you guys in person back in Melbourne.
We have a little function coming up in 2 weeks and we've got to get to the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
I haven't been out for about a decade. I've got a 1-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Are you going to come back?
Well, would you
like? Start a new life.
That's the question.
That's the point.
Bro, we need immunity in the Gold Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I think you'll be all right. I think what we're seeing for the premiers this year is different to last year, I think.
I'm not talking about vaccines. I'm talking about just in case we get in trouble.
What happened to the Gold Coast?
I can't help you there, mate. I can't help you there.
As well as touching on the important political issues, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, moved on to more pressing issues.
Is there a cocktail of choice we could have in your absence?
Jen Tensler has the cocktails more than I do, and she doesn't mind a mojito. We used to call them Mosco mojitos, so you can have one of those.
Mosco mojito!
He's even nicknamed his own drink.
Celebrity Apprentice launches this week on Channel 9 and local Melbourne entrepreneurs are throwing their hats into the ring.
I got a text from my mum over the weekend because we know it was very chilly there in Werribee. It gets cold. So cold, but couldn't change the remote. And she sent me a photo of her hand in a glove where she has cut off the thumb part of the glove so she can continue to wear a glove. while changing the remote.
Hey, that's a business venture. There's fingerless gloves.
Yeah, just thumbless. You reckon that's
your
enough?
Phone?
Or phones.
See? You've
all right,
to use
this has changed everything.
Yeah, there
phones,
we go.
Has, phones has changed
that's
it
important.
Because when you're out and about.
I'm going to do it if you don't.
All right, race.
You do it. You used to call me on my
cell phone. The Australian government is spreading the message about men's health, urging men over a certain age to get a prostate exam.
I told you, Nick, that it was a certain age, and you said, no, it's this age. So I went in, I booked in. I thought, God, because you said it's 40. I said, God, go in. And he goes, mate, Dr. Colling, I goes, geez, you look good. I go, why? He goes, I didn't realise you were 50. And I go, I'm not. I'm 40. And he goes, well, I'll see you in 10 years. You don't need your prostate.
I had to get it done when I was 30.
Yeah, because you look 60.
Bang. Melbourne's football scene is tense with a new rivalry between two ex-AFL players taking shape in the peaceful shire of Mornington.
Daisy Thomas played footy on the weekend for the Sorrento Twos.
He did.
Fev, you'd already been offered that.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? It's where he's at. He's on a roll, isn't as good as mine. So,
tell you what, she's good. That PR girl from the Sorrento football
club. She's sent it out to all the boys. And
she's treating it like Tinder. You might just swipe right on everyone.
There were some mysterious sightings this week on the Gold Coast, leading to some discussions around Brendan Favola's thoughts on UFOs.
Square and you have like a weird blue light around it.
Because usually it's a saucepan, Boxy.
What?
The UFO looks like a, you know, it's the shape of a, it's round.
Usually a UFO is the shape of a saucepan.
Yeah, but this one's square. They might have updated now. We're a bit further on technology.
Saucepans
wise.
Have a handle. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but like the circle, what is it called? Like a little...
A fry pan?
Yeah, like a fry pan.
But doesn't it have the handle on the side?
Well, that's when the door opens.
You mean a saucer? Flying saucer.
Flying saucer. Yeah.
Sorry.
Next.
And finally this week, CommSec has announced a surprising new addition to their financial reporting team in footballer Brendan Favola. Here comes the money. Money, 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 money,
money. Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. You're worth $1 billion and you've got to wear a tie. You've got it wrong. You give me $1 billion, I would have been on the rooftop in a bathrobe going, welcome to my sick new band.
And then that billionaire goes into a big meeting with you and the billionaire to get more billions. They're giving the billionaire more billions and they're giving you nothing.
Well, I can't argue with that.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Nick always says...
Come on, copper, save.
Looking for a ute that's built to rule the weekend? Brand new Mazda BT50 Thunder, the complete package, has got you covered.